Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What? What? So what do you do? This is that time when we get a chance to visit with those that we may not remember or what they do. And of course, Sarah Groves, many of you may have heard of her. She has been singing for many, many years, and she is a Christian singer, and she's joining us tonight to talk about Echo Concerts, a concert that she's doing, and what is the Art House North. There's so many questions. Anyway, I just can't wait to talk to her because she's been at singing Christian music for a long time. Sarah Groves, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you. It's so good to chat with you. Thanks.
Yeah, it's great to chat with you. By the way, honey, you've been doing this for how long?
At 97. I made my first album in 97, so coming up, I guess, on 25 years.
How about that? And your voice hasn't changed much. Your speaking voice surely hasn't. And I've been listening to several of your songs from your album, and I don't know. It's really great to hear your voice. Are you still as excited about singing Christian music or just singing overall, no matter where you are? Are you as excited about the gift to be able to do that as I am? Because I think it is one of the greatest gifts someone can have.
I feel extremely grateful. You know, COVID basically cleared my calendar for any travel, so I haven't been out doing a lot of live shows, but just even getting the chance to connect with people going online and things like that. I ended up producing the new record last year, and yes, I feel as I think more grateful. I'm knocking on 50 years old, so I feel these days like I take any opportunity. I'm just very very grateful that people are listening.
So tell me what you've been doing since COVID has taken over in the last 2 years. And I hear that you've got a concert coming up. I want you to tell us about that as well.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. The concert's in support of Five Stone Media, who are telling stories about mental health, trying to really equip communities of faith to talk about mental health. We're not very equipped, you know, to talk to someone who's experienced tragic loss of a child, is experiencing mental health issues, and so we could grow in that in so many ways. And so I've written about my own journey with mental health, especially with depression. I had a record that came out in 2015 called Floodplain, and that's about my journey with depression. And so I'm really excited to just tell stories from my own life and in support of this incredible work that they're doing in bringing stories. But so COVID's been, you know, an interesting stretch. I produced an album for the first time, so you might appreciate that. I know you just have a rich history of music yourself, and I talked with a friend and said, I don't know the technology of my own business. I don't know Pro Tools or how to kind of do my own thing. And she just said, you should do it. She encouraged me to try it and learn the language. So I had a friend that was going to be coming to my house to help me set up a little studio. I ordered all the stuff. I had boxes in my front foyer, and COVID hit. And so I was just alone with boxes. I, you know, watched a lot of YouTube and figured out how to set it up, and ended up self-producing record number 14 last year. So I made some use of the time. And then I've done a lot of what everyone else is doing, just kind of putting one foot in front of the other, you know. It's been a challenging and, you know, at some time, refining time.
You know, it is refining time for all of us, whether you're singers or not. And as we keep floating through this amazing thing that we do in various states and cities, including Minnesota, of course, and that is the sing-alongs, people wanting to sing along with your music. You just released an album back in November of 2021, and I can just imagine the joy you had releasing that. Tell us about the concert that's coming up, and you have so many options of songs to sing. That you've written, I'm just curious to know, how in the world are you going to decide?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And I haven't done a lot of live music in the last 2 years. I've been going online quite a bit and doing stuff online. I teach some songwriting stuff, and so I've been connecting with people that way. But this will be a lot of fun for me. And I've got my band, which is all from the Twin Cities. Brothers in music that have been on the road with me for 20 some years. So it's going to be a sweet night. And you know, I've been telling stories about, empathy and mental health for a long time. And I've always tried to write about the whole of life. And I think I've never really occupied that space of like worship music, but more writing about just singer-songwriter writing about the whole of life. And So I'm excited to share songs about the journey that I've been on, and hopefully tell the story of Five Stones Media really well, because they're basically creating video resources for faith communities to learn how to talk about mental health, and I'm excited to support them.
You know, it's quite fascinating how COVID has changed so many of us. We keep trying to stay who we were in 2019. And I find myself, you know, searching for me. It's like, okay, I've changed. I've really changed during this COVID time, this COVID storm. And I have a daughter, and she said to me, Mom, you know, I was a little bit of a introvert, but I was mostly an extrovert. But now I'm starting to feel like I'm more of an introvert. And I relate to that. I mean, I am absolutely not an introvert, but I have to tell you, there are times when I just want to be by myself, you know, in a moment that allows me to strengthen and grow, and, you know, the books that I read or the papers that I read, all of that, whatever we pour into ourselves is going to help us become someone, not necessarily the one we are today. Has that been a challenge for you during this COVID time?
Definitely. I have two boys in college, so I just have one daughter at home now, and she and I have really grown close. I think that would be coming out of all this, like you talk about your family, and I think that obviously that intentional time together has been, I would have never had it like this, you know. But it's also, it takes a toll, all that, you hunker down, and it's hard to unhunker and get back out. With people, you know.
And so true.
The new record, I was trying to write about a lot of that, just about what we're doing a lot of, you know, we're having a lot of important conversations. This has broken us wide open, and we're trying to decide who we are, what we're going to be like, and we're trying to have conversations about interpersonal reconciliation and then community reconciliation. And so I think, you know, a lot of this record I was trying to ruminate, think through, like, how do we tell ourselves the truth, you know, about where we are? Because I think this time has forced us to really examine things and to, for me anyway, I'm seeing things I never saw. And it's humbling. It's been a deep work, you know. I don't want that part to stop. I want to keep moving forward in that. But there's been a lot of grief too, obviously just the loss of life through COVID, but also the just the divisions, you know. It's happening at every level of our community. So I want to keep talking about, what do we do with that, you know? How do we keep seeing each other? So it's been, it's never all one thing, right? It just feels like so much is happening. There's this, like you said, that hunkering down, that introverted part of yourself that's just taken a deep drink. And then there's the, okay, how do I reengage then with the world, and especially with people that I disagree with and that I'm, you know, having all this strife with? Yeah, it's just an unbelievable shaking, breaking time.
You know, what's fascinating to me is that those of us that sing Christian music or gospel music, what have you, people really do expect you to be the strongest. You know, it's like, oh, you're singing that stuff all the time. Obviously, you know, you are connected with God, and you are much stronger than the rest of us who are not. And I am blown away by that, because as human beings, we all go through. Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, when people kind of approach you and say, well, what has it been like? I mean, have you been depressed or that sort of thing?
Yeah.
You don't know how to answer them sometimes. It just can't be yes or no. You need to sit them down and go, okay, let's talk.
Yeah.
So how did you deal with the people that came to you and said, let's talk? I want to know where you are, if you still have God in your life. And I'm like, if you still have God in your life, it just blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, for us, I mean, when I'm writing a song, I get to have a conversation, hopefully a deeper conversation, and with this music, I was trying to have, you know, some of those more nuanced conversations. But I'm really wide open with the fact that I struggle with depression, and but I have, you know, I have people, I move in a lot of different spaces, you know, and so I have some people that will, they feel like that's, you know, that's a faith issue. And I kind of go to them as an ambassador to say, hey, no one's praying more than me. But I struggle, you know? And so I think in some ways I can maybe, by sharing openly about my own story, I can, you know, debunk some of that, like what you said. I've never had that sense of certainty, you know, but I have had a strong faith, and I think that but that's a journey for everyone, and in the music I think I get to have those longer, a little bit maybe, those conversations. Well, 3 minutes worth.
Yeah. You know, as you keep moving forward, I know you have an event on February 24th, if I'm not mistaken. Story Rising, is that the one, the benefit for Five Stone Media?
Yeah.
Okay, so if people want to go to this, it's really a benefit. And, you know, a lot of people say you go to these galas and it doesn't feel like it moved along as much, and others are just absolutely thrilled about it. Tell me about the program that you're going to do, how many songs, and what are you really looking forward to at the benefit for Five Stone Media?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing with my friends. So I play Aaron Tabuni, Zach Miller here in the Twin Cities, I'm excited to be on just making music again. And I think I'm doing about an hour of music. And then there's some other parts of the program. I actually don't know all the elements, but I know that it's in support of Five Stone Media. And they're telling the stories of people who are experiencing mental health crises, so that they're wanting to educate people how to talk to somebody who's having a crisis, because we just don't know how to converse with someone, you know, when they tell us, like you just said, if someone comes up and says, I'm experiencing depression, if we make that, you know, a situation where we create shame around that or guilt or something, you know,
right,
then that's
right.
Not really helping that person in their journey. And so someone I love said, church should look like a hospital or like AA.
So, yeah, absolutely.
We all need help. And so I think the tone of the evening is going to be how do we talk honestly about what we're experiencing, and how are we a faithful presence to the people in our lives that are experiencing mental health crisis?
A faithful presence. Wow. There you go. Beautiful. And I look forward to hearing more from you. You know, we don't get to have you on the show as often, but I sure would like to have you back sooner than later. And it's really remarkable what you've been doing. Keep doing it. Keep growing. Keep experiencing the goodness of people. And that's what has blown me away during COVID. So it's been a pleasure having you on tonight, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care of you.
All right.
Okay. Oh, and if people want more information, where do they go for the tickets?
Oh, that's a good question. SarahGroves.com, and I don't know the other link, sorry. But you can find out about it at our website.
Okay, you got it. Thank you again. And ArtHouseNorth.com, I know you are associated with them as well.
Yep.
So keep doing it. Keep doing it. And we will talk again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Take care, Sarah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.